Nancy Pelosi coronavirus bill creates multi-billion slush fund for elite liberal causes. By Kyle Olson on March 24, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced a bill on Monday to combat the economic fallout from coronavirus. And it's loaded with money destined for federal agencies and the favorite causes of liberal elites. On page 127, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which produces PBS, is handed an additional $300 million to prevent, prepare for, and respond to coronavirus. Of that amount, $50 million shall be used to support the public television system. On page 39, the Internal Revenue Service, or IRS, is given an additional $278 million under the Pelosi bill. Designated to the VIG Taxpayer Services, the legislation gives $236 million to the IRS to prevent, prepare for, and respond to coronavirus. The bill gives another $42 million to an enforcement category. On page 150, the Department of State Migration and Refugee Assistance Program is allotted $300 million for migration and refugee assistance. On page 127, the Institute for Museum and Library Services is given $500 million to respond to coronavirus by granting states, museums, territories and tribes to expand digital network access, purchase tablets and other internet-enabled devices, for operational expenses, and provide technical support. On page 15, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, is granted an additional $33,200,000 for necessary expenses to prevent, prepare for, and respond to coronavirus. Listed under a safety, security and mission services category. On page 17, Pelosi gives the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, an additional $100 million to prevent, prepare for, and respond to coronavirus. Earmarked for an ambiguous construction and environmental compliance and restoration, the bill grants $100 million to prevent, prepare for, and respond to coronavirus on page 18. The John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts isn't left out. On page 77, it is given $35 million for operations and maintenance requirements related to the consequences of coronavirus. On page 88, the Ryan White HIV/AIDS program receives an additional $90 million, according to language in the bill. The National Center for Advancing Translational Sciences is allotted an extra $36 million on page 94 of the legislation. To Washington, D.C., universities get in on the action. On page 119, Gallaudet University is granted $7 million to help defray expenses, which may include lost revenue, reimbursement for expenses already incurred, technology costs associated with the transition to distance learning, faculty and staff trainings and payroll. Howard University receives $13 million for similar open-ended expenses on page 123. Howard's endowment fund currently stands at $692,800,000.